This is really helpful. I have about 13 constituents that I work with that you would kind of call clients, right? I'm in a function that has to be the liaison between a number of different groups in order for us to function operationally the way that we need to. So in that other one you talked about, the people who kind of I work on savings, but I'm not quite, you know, budget, but I need to help the operations piece. I'm kind of, they've called my role being the quarterback, right? And so a lot of it has to deal with my personal authority, which is one of the reasons I was attracted to this course in the first place. But then I've found that I'm struggling to convince people of what I bring to the team personally, but also what my team brings, because I'm running into a lot of institutional barriers about the way we've always been perceived within the company and the way that people within the company feel about our role, as people within my department feel about my role, our role as well. So that means, like, my supervisor sees us as kind of embattled. He gives me this impression all the time that we've got to be protecting our turf and what our job is. And I'm still relatively new enough. I've been in it for 2 years, but my job completely changed 2.5 months ago. And so I'm struggling to figure out what the answers to some of these are. And I probably need to go back to the list of stakeholders that I created at the beginning of this process of coming to this role and go through each one step by step. So I didn't write down all of this. I'm going to have to come back and do it again. But write down step by step what this would be for each one of those 13 or 15 constituents or stakeholders that I have to interact with on a daily basis. But it is very helpful to look at it just systematically. So thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad. You're welcome. Yeah, and I, you know, it's not really reasonable to get everything down in this a couple of minutes, but you know, given your situation and, you know, this territorial protect our turf thing, this is like, you know, old school leadership. It's not something I subscribe to, and it's the exact opposite to what I was just describing, being a bridger, being, you know, the person that gets people to, you know, if you are able to take those territories which he feels are the enemy, quote unquote, if you were able to get the enemy talking to you and your team and other departments, that would be a slam dunk. Maybe not to your leadership, but it would definitely be a slam
dunk
me. For you. For you.
Yes.
Exactly.
And
so
according
you
to my
are
values
your own product.
As well.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm
exactly.
With this. So I'm really struggling.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
I get it. I get that. Yeah, because I totally get it. You're being slammed for leading in a good direction. But just keep in mind that you were hired given your leadership, demonstration of leadership. And so, you know, there's a catch 22, right? If you want a, you know, a yes person that just does what they're told, then that's not a leadership role, right? And you are being tasked to make decisions and responsible for many people. And part of your role is to protect your people. And no leader is able to protect their people if they are protecting their turf. You're actually closing up several opportunities for your own team by doing that. And not creating those synergies. So old school thinking, I say this with love, you know, turn away, not push away. And the proof will be in the pudding when you start creating the results they're looking for, or he or she is looking for, but doing it in your own unique and authentic way. And that's just a decision you have to make, and how you can still lead authentically and stand up for you and your team without, really rocking the boat too much. And I get that. But sometimes you have to rock the boat a little bit, just a little bit, you know, small stretches.
Yeah.
So great. Yeah. And this will be an exercise, so you can feel free to send this in to me. But really, you know, you're welcome. So this is really where you observe the work of others, and you've developed your own solutions and methods for people to work smarter. And you demonstrate your value and your team's value by taking these solutions and speaking to them in any setting, whether that be formal meetings or casual chit chat, and simplifying. And that's what really drives candid conversations and establishes full transparency on how things can be done better. So show your vision, voice your big ideas, show your understanding of the bigger picture, and then whittle it down so that you can land the plane for your clients, right? You don't want to go too big and whole hog. You want to land the plane, but show your understanding of the bigger picture, go beyond your current role, and then land the plane and get into the heart of what their problems are. And think about the low-hanging fruit for all of those 13 constituents, Lenore. Think about, you know, what would be some quick wins that would really support them and not, you know, be a huge stretch, but just give you some quick wins so you can gain momentum and trust, right? This is about establishing trust. So this is all your qualitative yardstick, right? Packaging what you know and leveraging.